I don't know yet. We'll see.
What do you mean? What's the other option?
I don't know. I'm always full of tricks.
Okay. Is this how? Is this right? Okay. We'll go
yeah,
like this.
Yeah.
Okay. This is amazing. This is incredible. Holy fuck.
Yeah, it's
real. We got the bang going too. I already had one today.
Mm-hmm. How about a little bang energy? Or not bang energy. How about, I don't fucking like bang energy. Who has bang energy?
You don't like bang? Yeah, who got the bang?
Isn't bang energy the one that has all the models?
Yeah, yeah, it has all the models. The big titty, or I don't know. Yeah,
all right, grab me the grab me a cup too as well, Noah.
Noah, can you grab me a cup too as well, please? Thank you, Noah. I love you.
Whatever Nick needs today, Noah, you got to take care of Nick.
No, I appreciate that. This is amazing. We're gonna be a duo out there. You're gonna be a duo with Bob. Bob and I are gonna be a duo. We're all gonna be duos.
I'm around Bob. Are we rolling? I don't even. Oh, sorry. Okay,
no, we're just going. All right, so Nick, I wanted to talk to you about a couple things.
Oh my god!
You know this is a real.
I'm not a big. Like, I don't. I'm not a big podcast.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah. No, well, you don't really.
You got to. You're the guy.
So, well, how many subscribers do you have on YouTube now?
720K.
Wow. When did you start?
A year ago. Right, a year.
And so you used to work for Nelk, right?
Used to work for Nelk.
Started with Nelk, and then kind of branched off on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you branch off on your own?
Oh wow! Getting right into this.
No.
I haven't talked about
that. Was with Kyle the other day. Kyle loves you. Kyle speaks very highly of the whole team. So like, anytime it's like that separation, I'm just assuming you decided to go on your own.
Yeah, I mean, I filmed for them for a while. I was an editor, so I ended up eventually after all filming and editing for Nelk, I found my way in Miami with Steve here. I was filming for him until unfortunately his channel got deleted, and then. While I was already filming with Steve, Salim asked me to go on his channel. So I was on his channel. And those were kind of happening simultaneously. But when Steve's channel went down, Salim was like, yo, come full time and be on the channel with me. I want to build this, blah, blah, blah.
As talent. Because you were never talent prior, right?
No, I was never talent. But Salim always knew, oh, that's what Nick wants to do. He saw me filming on the side. You know, I was trying to do my own. I was actually always trying to do my own channel. Like on the side, I was filming and everything.
So you were plotting.
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted to do it. And Steve, you know, he's amazing. He was very supportive. He knew I wanted to do that kind of stuff. He knew I wanted to do music. So he when he brought me out to Miami, he's like, be my filmer. Make that your priority right now. And I'll support you later on with, you know.
Any of your ventures.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, him and Salim were always in my corner.
When did you decide? So the first day you decided, like, all right, you know what? I'm going to give this. Because YouTube is very hard to grow. Like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. As everybody can tell, I have like 4 views on my shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Bro,
maybe it's not relevant. Maybe people don't care. I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't really bother me. I'm not into this game. Like, you are at that level because you're doing
we're still small.
You do it every fucking week. You're consistent. Every Sunday, you launch a vlog.
Yeah, we've not missed a week in a little over a year. Every Sunday, 5 p.m. EST. We're worried about what you're going to create today. So maybe this week's Monday because who knows what we're going to get into. But
yeah, you're fucking me.
Yeah, I know.
When you
I
come to Camp Mentoring and try, like, you call me and try and say, like, it's very hard to manage getting anything done because I move, like, very sporadic.
I don't know what's going to happen today, but I'm excited. I feel like it's going to be the biggest bro day of all time. We just had one in Vegas last week. That was crazy.
We did have a good time. But you know what's funny is, like, so I'm bringing Nick to. Nick came in here and leaked my fucking number.
Okay, that was last. That was a complete. Honestly, bro, that was a complete mistake. I felt so bad.
But when he says honest mistake and all that, fuck that. Okay, I went through World War fucking III. I'm sitting there chilling with this chick. No, you don't understand.
I'm sorry.
I'm sitting there chilling with a fucking chick. We're having a good time. And all of a sudden, it's like 847-2933. I'm like, who's that? Decline. Then it's like 742-95. I'm like, and then like another one comes. Like, okay, something's happening.
Oh no! Like, I'm so sorry, happening. Bro. I'm not gonna lie. When it first happened, and I found out about it. I was so freaked out. I was texting the guys like I was freaking out. I was like, we gotta fix this, blah 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 blah. Mm. But you were so chill about it, and I really appreciate that. You were so nice. I felt horrible. I was like, I didn't know what to do. And then I saw my apology text on when you started sharing all of it, and then I start getting blown up too.
Yeah. So you this was not an intentional act because if it is an intentional act, I want to let you know how that went for Nelk last time.
No.
I will fire Z missiles.
No. It wasn't intentional. You're gonna do what?
It's called Fire Z Missiles.
Oh, Fire Z Missiles, yes.
Basically, what I do is I go in my room, I shut the door, may take a zap, shut the door, and then I look, and I just sit there, and I look at the wall, and I just say, what do I want to do to Nick?
Oh, no.
I want to destroy his life.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, so we're not going
to
do that.
You know, I swear to God, bro, like, Alex didn't notice it. There's no reason to do it. Alex didn't notice it. I mean, I don't know how any of us didn't notice it. Maybe it was all the way to the top of the screen.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's really hard. You're a good team, obviously, because it's really hard to tell. You know, there's a phone number just right at the top in huge letters.
I don't know what it usually, and the thing is like, I have all your old numbers saved, but I just got your number for this trip, the new number. I don't know why you keep getting new numbers, not even another one. But, I didn't have it saved yet. I don't know what the fuck is, Noah just sent it to me.
Yeah. The funny thing is, though, so I'm not mad at you. So the Miami Nick comes in, he wants to take me out, and he wants to help me get over My ex.
Yes. Well, I mean, dude, I don't want to bring up anything.
You can bring up whatever you want. This is
but open, when I first moved to LA, I was an assistant for this dance influencer, and his girlfriend.
Yeah, Erica.
Was best friends with Summer.
Yeah.
So I knew her a little bit before, and I remember.
What do you mean you knew her a little before?
No, not like that. Never like that. Never like that. Never. No. But
back to the room. Shut the door. Give me his.
Oh no, no, dude, I was just there, bro. I was assistant. I said whatever.
Oh, everybody was just there. Huh? Everybody was just always there.
I swear to God, dude, I'm telling you, when I first moved to LA, I had no money, nothing. I was just grind. I don't even think I talked to a girl for 8 months. But I remember the first time you guys met, you guys FaceTimed me the first time you met Summer.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think you maybe brought me up or something.
I don't think
shit.
I FaceTimed.
Oh, no, you know, yes, you did. I remember that. Yes, you did. I promise. I swear to God, because I was on the podcast shit, I think, then okay. Or something. I don't remember. But, I think the way that she knew you is she knew that I worked for Nelk, so I think you guys probably talked about it. And then you said, oh, I know Nick. And
Yeah. Then 10 minutes later, she was blowing you in the fucking back room. Yeah. Anyway, so, sorry, traumatic stuff. God. No, I do appreciate the effort of having you want to help me
bring her up.
Get girls and all that. You know, I just
no, I'm just saying, like, I understand your guys'. Like, I understand. I've seen everything of your relationship from when I edited the podcast.
Yeah.
And you know what?
You were in it, yeah.
Yeah, dude, you know the thing is why you know, I fuck with you so much is, like, bro, I was grinding so much, and at that time of the podcast, bro, it means a lot to someone who's working so hard. Like, you were the only person who, like, you'd put me on your story and be like, this guy works his ass off and everything. Yeah. And I remember how much that meant to me, like, during that time of, like, just grinding every day, 7 days a week. Like, you always made me feel like
I was. You keep buttering me up like that, good shit happens, you know?
Tonight, no, but I'm serious. That was
New York City, maybe potentially Ryan Garcia fight now. I don't know. Now I'm like, you know, I push hard for it, you know? Because I had a lot of different, you know, I like to be in control in a sense of, I don't trust any of you guys.
And that's why I feel like you're switching the whole plan today, because you don't. I'm a surprise guy. I like surprising people who come on. And, like,
yeah, that's not going to work in my camp. I'm sorry. Okay. It doesn't happen. Right. You know, I can't. I like to move smart. I like to move in certain, you know, ways. Yeah. Maybe call it massive schizophrenia, paranoia. You never know. But I like to move a certain way. So you're a little surprised.
I'm down to go your way. Let's try it.
They just kind of got deflected. So we're going to Antonio Brown's pool party today.
Sounds better than what I planned. So.
And it's just like low key. It's AB, me, you, and then whoever you want to bring.
Do you know, sorry, I'm sorry to bring this up.
Yeah.
Do you know that when you guys interviewed AB for the Full Send podcast, I was there and I edited the whole thing?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, just make sure.
I remember everything, Nick.
Okay, I don't know.
And I care
it's
about.
It's just funny that this is crazy.
You know, that's why I always treat everybody with respect because, like, you know, Nick was, like, at the end of the day, right, we were on this huge show on Full Send and Nick's behind the scenes. And nobody knows really Nick in the sense that they know you, but they don't know you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, now at the skill they do. And so you never know because Nick has now surpassed Robert. Just like many others.
No, I've not, dude.
No. Well, I'm the
30 times.
Listen, I'm the Godfather. That's all I want, the title.
Yeah, you are the Godfather.
Right, so I'm the Godfather.
I'm thankful for your time.
You've passed me in these like things and these little check things and comments stuff. I'm an old man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm 36 years old, and so I'm an old man, so you got to take it easy on me. All right, I'm getting up there.
Oh, it's fine, man. We have a great day. You
so
sit
who
back
are these?
Life.
So now I'm going to sniff you out a little bit. Who are these, you know, I know you like surprises. Who are these girls? Did you vet them real well?
I'm going to be real with you. I didn't vet them. James, you know, James.
Oh, the same guy that edited the podcast and leaked my number.
James.
Can't wait to see what he came up with.
James actually was the first round to go through all the edits. So, you know, yeah.
There's multiple rounds? Oh, you got a bright team over there, I'll tell you.
He got 20 girls for you today.
No, he didn't.
Yes, 20 girls, and there's a bus pulling up. It's all for you. And, you know, that's not even. Here's the thing.
That'll change real quick. No, I love that. That's
girls,
awesome.
Girls don't get you over your ex, in my opinion.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yes, they do. Because here's the deal.
They do.
Go ahead.
I mean, you'll have as much fun. You'll have fun. You'll forget about it for a second. But I think it's not just that. It's the having fun with a good group of guys and knowing that, you know, you can still have fun and enjoy yourself and do all these things without that person that maybe fucked you over or whatever happened.
Yeah, great group of guys.
I think that's what's going to happen today.
Great group of guys.
We're going to
miss
this.
Leak your number, Bob Menery and Antonio Brown. Yeah. Sounds like the perfect group to heal the wounds.
We're going to make it up to you.
Heal the wounds, huh?
Okay.
So AB, I want to let you know, is a little wild card. Just, you know,
I understand. I've seen the things online. I might have to say something about Caitlin Clark or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever you guys want to do, you do. I'm just
going to get me in trouble with him. Isn't he saying stuff about her? Okay.
You're gonna just find out for yourself.
Okay, I'm gonna find out. I'm just gonna go with it.
So I want to know this. So when was the point where you were like on YouTube, right? Because there's a lot of kids and creators that want to create and get to your. Because you move quick.
We really have, dude.
I'm not joking. Like, this is fucking impressive. I'd be like, I was sitting back with Kyle today and talking to him. Kyle's like, you know, like, fuck, yeah, he's moving. You know,
moving. Learned it from Kyle.
So exactly, learn from the master. You learn from the master.
Learn from Steve.
Kyle was Steve. Steve's
the same way.
Steve is extremely good. What did you love about working for Kyle?
You know, my favorite thing about, I actually just worked out with one of the, you know, Justin Mira, he trains with them and shit.
Yeah.
Was also a good friend of mine, but, dude, my favorite thing was, you know, he would just, anytime there was a big thing that he had to do for his channel, his company, he was gone. He was there. And I loved that. Well, and I've always been such a guy, I'm like working out, which like I'm in the worst part of my life of working out. Like I used to be the guy doing it all the time, like 24/7. But he always, you know, was grinding on the workouts, grinding on moving. And I love that. And I think, you know, that's maybe what he respected about me back then. It's like, I was just down to go. Whenever Kyle's like, okay, we got to go here, we got to do this, I was like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Kyle's a, like, dude, we just did, this will probably, we just shot something, The Bachelor with Steiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. When I tell you, that, when I tell you that this thing that they just did with The Bachelor with Steiny is going to be the one of the greatest fucking things we've ever witnessed. And the reason is because, you know, like, Kyle, I think, you know, we went through our shit, right? But at the end of the day, we're brothers, love each other.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you guys are all cool now?
Yeah, very cool. Like to work together.
Yeah. You know? Good.
It's fun. Like, I mean, I'm going to flex on him a little bit. I'm not afraid of shit. You fucking owe me something or whatever. Like, I'll fucking, I don't care. I'll fucking send lawyers after you whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm afraid of nobody.
I watched all that happen. Yeah, that was.
So at the end of the day, though, this project they put together, because I don't want to talk too much about it, because this is probably going to be down the road when it airs. We just filmed it. They're in Cancun right now. I got Steiny and Salim, okay? So fucked up.
You fought one of them. Fought Salim.
Oh yeah, that was quick work. That was not even a fuck.
You know, Salim has actually taken down quite. You know, James, the big guy, the 6'4" guy on my team.
Yeah,
Salim took him down.
Do you want to know how that? All right, that little stupid video. By the way, I don't know the view stuff, but on the Instagram thing, it got like I don't know, 1.7 million views so far on it.
On my fighting?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's good numbers.
It's great numbers. It's
good numbers.
No, it's amazing.
I don't know how that works.
No, but are people saying you won or you lost?
I mean, I do it as like a joke, like, did I win or lose? Like, this is how it happened. I'm sitting there reading peacefully in the corner, okay? I'm reading a book. I'm reading Dr. Phil's We Got Issues. All right, so we did Dr. Phil on the podcast, which I got reamed for.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I got killed for that.
Wait, why'd you get killed for it?
The comments were just unbelievable.
Why? You know, I think it's because you left a little bit, and now you're back, so now they have to get readjust to you. So I think they all love you, and everyone loves you.
No, but they were readjusted to me, and it was good, and then they came back for blood for me because I was a little too misbehaved for Dr. Phil.
What did you do? Did you get zappy?
Yeah.
It's okay.
I did.
I remember those days. I remember you smoking DMT on the pod.
Yeah, that was another one. Holy shit. This is crazy life we live. But anyway, so yeah, like I was reading the book in the corner, just like this, just like peaceful. I had music on violins.
Oh, nice.
Trying to like get to more zen.
Before the... Oh, this is
on set of the show.
Yes, yes.
I'm sitting there, I'm just reading. We've Got Issues. I'm like halfway through Dr. Phil's book. We've Got Issues. Great book, by the way. Love Dr. Phil.
Shout out Dr.
Very
Phil.
Very close friends. So anybody's talking shit about me and Dr. Phil, you gotta understand me and Dr. Phil are very tight. We can do whatever the fuck we want in the room. So you get little YouTube comments, make them from wherever you want.
He'd be great to come today to AB. I bet he would love it.
Is Dr. Phil here?
I don't know. I just thought they could add him to the quad.
Don't get me started.
We have a trio right now. There could be a quad.
All right. Long story short, Salim starts... I hear a little chipmunk or something. Something in my ear just keeps chirping at me, being like, hey, you know, you're old, you're all this stuff, which is fine, you know. We're used to it. We have thick skin. Salim's like, I could fuck you up. And I was like, oh. So I closed the book, and I put it down next to me. I said, oh, really? I said, you could. I said, oh, wow, you work out every day, Salim? He said, yeah. I said, oh, nice. Well, I drink every day, and I go party every day. What do you want to do about it? So let's go outside. What do you mean, right now? Go outside?
Were you guys, like, arguing beforehand? Like, what?
Nah, he's kind of just being a wise ass.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's Salim. He's a little bit off, you know? And where I'm from, you know, Boston, we like to, like, you know, like, I never back down from a challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
So Salim's like, let's go outside. We'll go wrestle. Now he gets drunk. Like, let's go wrestle, man. Let's go wrestle. You know how he does that? Let's go. And then, obviously, you saw that one real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Put him on his back. And then, by the way, everybody's like, well, he had you in this triangle guard. And
I saw him with the legs wrapped around
him. Yeah, wrapped around. Yeah. Like, he had the arm bar and all that stuff. I'm like, but he had no arm bar on me at all. Because, by the way, if I had fucking, right when I fucking pit bulled him on his back, I could have just laid into that motherfucker and killed him.
You had him.
Yeah. I just want to put that on record because a lot of people talking shit. And I got to let that little Nelk audience, while you guys are like beating off down in your basements or whatever you do, with your little fucking looking at Sky Breeze and all them.
Okay. That's a crazy thing to say.
What's that?
No, it's fine. Keep going.
What is that?
No, dude, that is like the most like.
What does that mean?
He doesn't know, but that's fine.
You're, what do you mean? 30,
you're 36.
Hold on. Did I use a reference?
No.
Who is Sky Bree?
No. Do you not know?
I don't know shit.
You know.
I'm not. Okay. So you know.
It's fine.
What is Sky? Is this?
Noah comes out like, oh, no.
Is something with him wrong? No. I'll be honest. Am I not allowed to talk shit?
No, you're not talking.
Did you date Sky, that girl?
I did.
You know I slid in her DMs? I didn't know that until
I know
now.
She told me.
Yeah, I slid in heavy. I'm like, boom, 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 boom.
She's like, isn't this your friend? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I was like, he's probably just zapped out right now.
Yeah, but I never knew you. I never knew you dated her actually until today. So I would have never sent those DMs because I'm not a guy who.
No, I know. You know what? I probably didn't know you didn't know. I wasn't actually at first. I was like, Noah, what's going with Bob, bro? Like right now, and he's like, he just zapped out. I'm like,
wait, really?
Yeah, because do you remember? You know, I'm gonna bring this up right now. Wait,
did I really fuck? I go ahead.
You know, it's funny, and I don't want to throw you under the bus. You can cut this.
You can do whatever you want
because you know. I always respected your relationship with Summer. And, you know, there's one time I'm filming. You knew me and Summer were friends. Not like that ever. But you, this one time, I'm at UFC filming for Steve. And you and Summer got into it. You chased around Kyle, made him unfollow her. Then you chased me around all night. Yeah. Be like, you got to unfollow her. Yeah. You're blunt. You know what I did? I unfollowed her because you're my friend.
And I guess what? I literally didn't know until yesterday you talked to that Sky Bree girl. I would have never moved on that. I didn't move. I didn't. Trust me, I fire off. I'm 35, right?
Bob,
you guys do shit. I didn't know. I would have fucking never fucking.
I didn't care. Like, if I cared, I would have said something to you. I knew you were zapped. Noah's texting me, yo.
Yeah, but I had no idea that you and that girl Skybree, who is very attractive, by the way, right, were ever like dating. I didn't know that was real.
No, it's fine.
Until right now, until I literally just said anything on my mother's life. May she die of fucking cancer. I did not know.
No, I'm not upset, okay. And I know you're a good guy, and.
How I move.
Yeah, yeah. I know
I would
you
never fucking fuck a girl that has a boyfriend, that has a husband. That
this
has
is so crazy.
No, I'm serious. I would never fuck a girl that has a boyfriend or a fucking husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's my biggest turnoff. Some girl's like hot as shit and she's talking to you and she's like, no, I'm a fucking. I'm like, what? Ooh, get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I wasn't even upset. If I was upset or I thought you were being malicious in any way, we wouldn't have done Vegas. We wouldn't be doing this. I don't care.
Dude, I went through, just to let you know, like, I made. I wanted to ruin that bitch's life. I went through a crazy period, but the way I got out of it.
I guess I don't know the end of what happened with you guys.
It just fizzled. I was like she's just a.
I didn't even know you guys were ended because, you know, to be honest, I was at Steiny's shoot a couple weeks ago and then.
I just kept fucking her and then she kept coming back and I fucked her and then it was like too much. And I went nuts. I went nuts for a year and a half because I was like, bro, it was different. I was like, you don't tell me you want something and not, you know.
Yeah, I get it, bro.
But I fucked everybody that moved in the past month and a half. I had to. I really did. I mean, that's why we're like, when I'm like, you know, when I see these little videos, you see like, you know, like guys that you're trying to help get pussy.
I know you got you're good.
Brother, we don't need no help.
No. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not about the chicks for today and this weekend. It's about the bro time and the experience. We're about to go have a fucking crazy day. Next weekend, we're going to be like, man, I missed that trip already.
I love it. Today's amazing. AB has an amazing property.
I'm very excited. I know. I've seen pictures of his shit. It's crazy. Yeah. It's going to be nuts. Is he cool with me coming?
Is how I try and do a deep dive into Nick's life and like his success and trying to teach. Because I do remember asking the question about how to teach kids that like want to grow in YouTube and how hard it is and the grind it takes. And then we just pivoted to banging like exes and fucking. didn't even get 5 seconds out in order to fucking talk about it.
This is amazing. I'm having a good time.
But I want to know this, though. I really want to know this. What's the best advice? Did it help? From starting from scratch, this is such a generic question, but starting from scratch, it's consistency is the most important thing?
Man, you know, I always tell people consistency, but bro, I'm not saying, I don't think I have it figured out or anything. Me and Alex were talking, my filmer started the whole thing with me the other day. It's like, you can be consistent and do something every week and do it. That's great. You have to do that. You have to. But it's like, how hard you go to make the vision you have happen, because Alex and I were talking, like, we could go 15% less as hard as we're going and go for the shoots we want to do and do the things we want to do. And it would be like, we're probably doing 200, 300K views, but we go so hard. We have an idea and we get it bigger and bigger and bigger. The surprise, because we have, what we do is like, you know, we start out as like Bachelor for the Boys, like, different, you know, there'd be like a different girl to go on a date with, and that turned into like helping other guys get the girl they want and then getting over them over their ex. So it's like creating that bigger, bigger, and bigger. Well, then extending off, like, okay, now we're bringing celebrities to frat parties.
But I'm assuming this though, with this now, as you grow, you need budgets now. You need funding, right?
Yes.
I looked at Kyle's thing. You look at how Kyle first started vlogs. This is how I compare you and Kyle in this sense, right? You look at Kyle, he's built up this monster, right? He has now a happy dad marketing budget that now he can use now to make things bigger and make shoots doing it. You're doing it kind of more like fucking, which is respectable because it's the part of the come up, more guerrilla style, right?
Which is what
with
is that?
With a smaller team.
Yeah.
But hoping to expand to a bigger team.
Yes.
And that's the goal, right?
We just do, you know, everyone's like, but that YouTube, dude, I have some people who are like, oh, now that he's getting all this money. It's like, bro, we go month to month.
Yeah.
Our expenses are so high because, you know, I learned this from Steve though. is Steve is someone who taught me.
You learned financial advice from Steve Will Do It?
Okay. Maybe not financial advice because we, you know, we're not actually, none of us aren't balling, but to make the videos bigger than you could ever think of. You know, we're not, it's not huge, like crazy shit that Steve, because I don't have money.
They're big. It's over a million.
But we're doing things that, like, you know, people couldn't even think. Like, I was like, whoa, that's actually kind of crazy that they did that. And that's why the videos go. And we put all of our money we get, we just put it right back in.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, I learned that. I did learn that from Steve, whether that's good financial advice or not. But
put it back in the business?
To put everything back in the business. Of course. Yeah. And Steve, you know, once we were in Mexico one time, and he said my channel really took off the second he knew what he wanted to do and put all of his money back into it.
Yeah.
And that always stuck with me. And I was like, okay, that's what we're going to do.
So you've had, a few big videos, you know, consistently. Sexy Red was on there.
Yes.
It was a huge.
That's our most viewed video.
Sexy Red is the most viewed thing. So take the people through the process on having a channel and you want to attract and get somebody in like Sexy Red. What's the process?
Well,
how much schmoozing do you have to do?
Well, dude, everyone on our channel has come on for free and has somehow come to us in a way. There's very few times where I've reached out to anybody. And I think it's just because it's what we do is so relatable with like relationships and the guy group. And, you know, we'd have a lot of stuff with girls and all. When we started, all of my DMs were, Nick, what do I do with this girl situation? I don't think I'm some expert. I think I just throw myself into situations authentically and see what happens. And that's what's relatable.
It's like, Sexy Red. I want to know how that's executed.
Okay. That came to us. We were doing all this shit. And a guy who works for a label came to me and said, Sexy Red and their team want to do some white boy shit with you.
That's awesome. That's when you know you're doing well.
And then we did that. And then November of this past year, I opened up my phone. I remember I'm at the mall Christmas shopping and Kai Sinat DMs me. And he's like, I want to go to a frat party.
No way.
And I'm like, no fucking way. And that's when I knew, I'm like, we're doing something right.
That's
and
it.
Then a couple weeks ago, Sketch's manager hits me up twice. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, Sketch wants to do something with you. He loves your content. We got to set that. I didn't even see it the first time. We got to set this up. And I was like, dude, I would love to do like a bro trip.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I'm like, who is Sketch's crush? Like, who does he like? Who does he want? And he's like, he said he likes one girl. And Brad Martin said the same thing. He said, oh, Sketch mentioned he likes Faith Ordway. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to make this fucking happen.
She's a nice girl. She was a nice girl.
And, you know, I think, you know.
Nice girl.
It's cool to surprise someone with someone that they like. Cause I remember when I met Sketch. I'm saying, Nick, if you can make this happen, you were saying it all day. Like,
yeah.
You know, and then I'm like, oh, little do you know we are doing. That's so fun when you're surprising someone or doing, whether it's getting them over their ex or like getting them a girl they want.
Noah, it works for me. And when you guys were probably talking to fuck with me or something on this thing, whatever we're doing this video, Noah's like, well, Bob, what girls are you into?
I said Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I'm like,
fuck.
Scarlett Johansson, Taylor Swift, no offense to Kelsey, I think that, you know, but I'm saying like Swift would have been good for whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that, you know, he's probably watching this, but you never know, work can always leak back. I don't fuck around with people who have relationships. Yeah. But yeah, Scarlett Johansson. So what I'm doing is I'm expecting Scarlett Johansson downstairs. I'm expecting what's that girl's name from Sweeney Todd.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney?
Sweeney Todd or
that's a huge challenge and I love a challenge. So
because I want to keep this narrative going. If I put together a good little day for you today, yeah, in a sense.
I'm going to return it.
Then I'm expecting, like, I give, like, you a 3-month grace period where you got a chance to pop it back or else it's back in the laboratory, World War III.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to. I know. I feel like you're like, you just set up a whole bro day for me now.
Nah, not really. I mean, we're going to AB's. I mean, AB's crib is amazing, by the way. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Antonio Brown was one of the greatest football players to ever do it. Antonio Brown suffers from CTE. He's been hit in the head several times. If you remember the famous hit by Vontaze Burfict when he was going across the middle and got smoked in the head. So I think that AB's kind of behavior is, when you see it online and all that stuff, I think that it's not really him. I think it's from the CTE.
Is that what Ryan Garcia is going through?
I don't know. I think Ryan is just doing this
for publicity for the fight.
The fight and publicity. I think he's doing a great job with it because I think everybody's going to watch that fight.
Dude, I would love to go.
But Antonio really does have CTE, so like, be delicate with him. He does have CTE. I just want to let you know.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything about
it. No, I think that you should push the envelope. You have a YouTube channel, and I think that you need to create viral moments. And I think you should.
I do want to bring up. I do want to like be like, you know, last time what he pulled his pants out in a pool, was that his pool?
I think that what you should do is with like talk to him about. No, he was in Dubai, which was even crazy.
I gotta tell him no more of that today.
You can't pull out your dick.
You cannot do that.
In Dubai. Oh, well, like you, in the United States, you can't pull out your dick.
You probably shouldn't do that anywhere.
No, you break it down. You can't do it in Dubai. You can't do it in the United States. The difference is, you do it in the United States, you might get fucking, you know, arrested. You might get a little fucking, if you got a good lawyer, not going to jail. But you might go to jail. Dubai, they'll take your cock, they'll lay it on a fucking board and chop it right off.
What happened? What was the...
He got out of that country so fast, okay. Right when that shit dropped and the media started making a big thing of that. He was like, I think he evacuated out of that country so fast. Okay, they don't fuck around in the Middle East, you know what I mean? Yeah. All right, so Scarlett Johansson is off limits, but how do you go about now, if you want to set up somebody with a girl, what is the... Is this skits or is this real life?
Everything's real.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You know, I'll go and be like, hey, like, let's do this, but let's just go into it and see what happens. It could go this way, it could go that way. Mm-hmm. And then you get what you get.
What's one time where, and I think it's now, what's one time where you stay consistent every week, you want to stay consistent, drop every Sunday. What's one time where you had to panic, you didn't really, everything didn't fall into place, you still had to release a video on Sunday, and shit hit the fan?
Yeah, and I you know, I say this too.
You're like every week.
It is, dude, I'm telling you.
It's every fucking week.
It's pretty much every week, unless somehow we plan one that's just like, okay. Like, so the sketch thing, that was well planned. Yeah, that was planned for months ago.
1.2 million views so far on YouTube?
Yeah.
Wow.
5 days. I mean, dude.
Very good job.
Sketch is crushing. Like, he's amazing. He's so funny. He's naturally so authentic. You know, I feel like this is what happens. And I was telling Sketch this too. The videos that come out the best and why I think we do so well is, like, we work with people that we get along with. Like, I mean, I haven't had anyone I didn't get along with. But, like, every time we do a video and Alex says, he's like, oh, you're just going to, like, love these guys and want to see them. It's because I love everyone we've worked with. You look on our channel, damn, that's why the video was so good, because you guys went in there and had a good time. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think we try to create every week with whatever, is for someone to come on our channel, whoever comes on, and to have a great time, enjoy it, you know.
Great.
Maybe they're a little uncomfortable in meeting a girl that, you know, they like, but that's an amazing experience.
So back to the shit show story.
Yeah, the shit show, sorry.
One time or something just went really wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that went... I mean, things always go wrong. And I would never put a video out if I didn't think it was a good video. And I can only think...
But then you miss a week?
What?
But then you miss a week?
Yeah, and we've never done that.
Oh, God, of course, in documentary we can't.
But I've learned along the way of, like, okay, that video, we could have done better, this, and this. Maybe we... But let me think of something that's gone wrong.
But I think when you say you could have done better, I think that comes with, like, building out more. And I think that you run a small operation, which is great, because people like that. Like, I hate, and I know the guys that I associate with that are big names and whatnot, there's a lot of times they just hate, they get scared with, like, the less is the better.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't want to roll in there with, like, full film crew and all that. It just spooks people.
Yeah.
The best content you get is just some, like, dude, one dude and a camera, and then you guys, which is what you have right now. You have a smaller team.
Yeah. I think the biggest, the biggest thing to not run into a problem of, like, oh, this is a shitstorm is to, I learned, it's awesome that we get some good guests. That's amazing. But you can't rely on collabs or guests. You have to be, your channel has to be able to live just you and on your own.
Can you text Noah, tell him we need IVs at AB's house?
What the fuck?
Go ahead. Just IVs? I need an IV before I travel. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We'll travel.
Yeah, dude, there's two things that could happen. I'm either going to go for decompress mode with Steiny, with a girl, which she's already flying there now in Denver, so.
Who's your girl? Who's the girl?
I don't know. I mean, I just.
It's not your ex, is it?
No. I can't.
Good. So you're done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, I don't even think of that. That doesn't even cross me anymore. It was a year and a half of just whatever.
Okay.
That's it. It's already ran its course. That's why it's like, you know, you want to fix me, whatever. Like, brother, I've gone 28 for 35.
Okay.
Which is disgusting. But I've worn a condom every time.
It's good. It's good. And you know what? Everyone has their way of coping.
And I have game. That's what you don't understand.
Like, I know you have game. You're a smooth guy. You're a talker.
When I go down in this little bus, right? Yeah,
I understand. You're gonna talk. I don't need to say a word. I'm not gonna wingman. You don't need one.
You just sit there like this.
Yeah.
Watch the Godfather work.
Yeah. I'm gonna learn. I'm taking notes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So Antonio Brown's property is amazing. I would say this. Just realize he does have CTE. So in a way, just don't take anything he really says.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like, you know,
I'm not gonna say anything about it.
There might be a couple scary guys around him. Just so you know, don't take them too, like, seriously.
Okay.
You can do pretty much whatever you want, probably until they give you that look. And then, but you're free to do whatever you want.
Say some shit.
Antonio's kind of a really, really good guy, but you are going to probably get canceled because he's probably going to do something on your video.
What? We can edit. It's not live.
Dude, he's insane. In the greatest way possible. Like,
okay, well, as long as he doesn't pull out his dick, I think we're good. Right? Should we do this? Should we not do this? Like, I don't
know. I'm bringing you to the funny pool party.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm excited to see his property, dude. It's supposed to be like, dude, he's got some sick-ass car.
Does he know we're filming? He's cool with that and everything?
Oh, I didn't tell him anything.
What? We're just pulling up on him with a camera?
Buddy, you want a little YouTube fucking reaction video or whatever? We're just pulling up on him.
Oh, man. Now I see why you're warning me about the CTE thing. I'm fucking...
All right, so what is your end goal, Nick, with all this? You just want to be a huge YouTuber. You want to be the biggest YouTuber in the world?
Everyone asks me that every time I go on something.
All right, then I don't like that question then. So
No, it's fine because it's not that I don't know. Like, I know where we're going, like, content. I want to do this. I see it all in my head of, like, different videos, other things I want to do, what I want to get to, other things I want to try out. But I don't know, like, oh, are you going to do a product to do that? I don't know. Like, I don't know
how. Why aren't you dropping OnlyFans?
What?
Why don't you drop an OnlyFans?
Hell no.
You're a good-looking ass dude. If you need to generate some revenue for the camp, anything it takes, Nick. If you have to put your dick on the fucking internet, because there's a lot of girls that fuck with you, including, I think, like low-key, I know chicks that fuck with you heavy. And so I'm saying if you popped your dick on OnlyFans, it could provide more budget for your fucking videos.
It's so funny that you're actually, I know you're being serious about this, but.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Just fucking swing a dick around in circles or something and put, like, unlock me for $20 or whatever.
Dude, you are. Would you do that?
I mean, I got a...
You're like, I have done that.
I never say this in front of dudes in the room, but I got... I'm packing.
You got a hammer.
I got a hammer.
You're like, on that.
I got a... Okay. So, like, every time a girl has ever had the opportunity to engage in that sort of activity...
She's coming back. She's like, wow.
She may not be coming back because sometimes, like, we just don't... We need to use it better.
Oh.
Because I get, like, you know, me, you see my life modes on the phone.
Yeah, I heard about that, the whole... Yeah.
Who did you hear that from?
You said he would say it on the fucking...
Oh, yeah, I did say that, yeah.
Not all the time.
Well, he didn't hear from anybody.
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. But, talking about me.
No, I just, like, you know, obviously, like we talked about before, missionaries, obviously, like, the go-to.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Missionary's nice, though, when you really like a girl. It's very intimate. You know, you can face-to-face, body-to-body.
Imagine this thing standing over you with a cowboy hat on, just panning away.
I don't really want to think about that.
Panning away.
No. Not imagining that.
So I don't know why she left.
Oh, God.
The greatest missionary I ever did was with her.
You need this weekend.
I did meet a girl the other day who was like, what's your favorite position? She was like, missionary. I'm like,
we're perfect.
I'm like, we are so perfect. She's like, and I don't even like anything else. I'm like,
are you serious? Wife her up.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Should have brought her this weekend.
Let me get on one knee.
Yeah. I would have brought the ring. We'll do it all again. I'll officiate this time.
She may be here.
Oh, really? Did you invite her?
I might have some surprises for you, buddy.
Bro, what is going on? I don't like surprises.
We play chess, not checkers in this camp.
Oh, my God.
LuckyTilt.com is now available in select countries. We are matching up to $500 deposits. All right, so download the mobile app on Google Play and App Store. And head to mtfantasy.com. That's what I got to say.
So Ryan Garcia fight is tonight. We're on the fence whether to go or not.
Are you serious? Let's go. Huh? New York, last minute, bro trip, let's go.
Do you understand the girls aren't in an airplane going to Denver meeting me there? And the logistics it takes to move that and make that happen. Right. And also to the fact that I just went on a 20-day bender.
You just flew in here.
I'm going to the woods. Okay? Like fucking Teddy Kaczynski. Minus the fucking bombs. All right?
Let me ask you a question. Is this the girl you're going to get on one knee for? The missionary girl?
No.
It doesn't matter. We're going on a bro trip.
It's about respect, though. I can't just let a girl fly out in Denver and sit around and like not happy there.
Wait, isn't Stani there? Don't you guys like... Sorry.
Say again?
Don't you guys...
Can't hear you.
Like...
I do think... You know what's funny? I do think low-key Steiny fuck. I mean, first of all, Steiny would fuck 100%. You know when Steiny's like, I would never do that. I would never fuck your girl. Like, Steiny would 100% fuck my girl without any fucking ifs, ands, or buts.
I wish he was here right now.
I know that.
Great conversation.
And so if I found out, because, you know, obviously.
No, I don't think he's going to do anything behind your back. I'm just saying, Steiny, handle this girl. Nick and I, we're going to New York. We're seeing the fight. We're going out all night. We're going to fucking just see what happens. Together, something we're going to miss. We're going to talk about next week. Be like, wow, that was an amazing trip. We just spontaneously did this. We let go. And we went. Think about that. We hop on a couple Spirit flights. Hotel on me. Fight on you.
We don't need your hotels.
What?
We don't need your hotel.
Why? What's going to happen?
We have our own shit. We're good.
I know. But
we handle our own shit.
It's about the trip. It's about the, you know. Two beds, one room. You and I share a bed. They share a bed.
I got a lot of star power in New York, too, for your little video.
What makes you get nervous? Anything?
What makes me get nervous is you always have nerves, like, not when it's sensed like this, but, like, you know, like, obviously, like, shooting a fuck in that movie and shit. Like, that was...
Yes! That was amazing.
I've already talked about it so many times.
I watched that movie come out the first day. Dude, I got another one coming out. That was incredible.
I'm doing another one. That's huge. 30. We have a big movie coming out that's going to be sick. So the little one, the first one I did was small little thing, right? I didn't know what the fuck was happening. But when you see the end result, and then you see that you're like part of something that was so cool and big.
In Roadhouse?
Yeah.
You had like three different scenes.
And I didn't remember the scene. I was a part. Yeah. It was so good because I'm so fucking crazy. Yeah. And it's always good to balance. Like you go to the edge here and go nuts, but then bring it back by Amazon you're associated with, like, why the fuck would Amazon, when everybody's like, oh, Bob's hard to work with, we're working on something or anything like that. I'm like, what do you mean, Amazon Studios? We just had number one movie in the fucking world. What are you talking about? I'm hard to work with. Go call Amazon. And they call Amazon. They're like, yeah, Bob still owes us for the smoking bill in the hotel room.
Oh, my
God. Dude, so funny story is I'm at the Wilpy Hotel. It's the red carpet. Connor's fucking two doors down. Jake's fucking two doors down. And
that's incredible.
The red carpet's fucking huge movie.
We're just having slumber parties, you and Jake, and hanging out and shit?
Jake is the homie. Jake is the fucking homie.
He's an amazing actor, man.
Dude, he's a homie. And like, just like, he'll steal your fucking chick ASAP. Like,
I'm
not,
sure.
He's not going to, I'm just saying, like, that not guy comes in a room.
Like the guy.
He comes in a room, it's like game over. Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, they're all turning.
So anyways, like, I have a tendency to like to play really loud rap music and smoke weed in the hotel room. And
oh, this is insane.
The Wilpy Hotel. Dude, you have everybody on this floor. It's like the top Amazon executives. Jake, Connor, and then you have Menery's room, which they made the mistake of to learn next time probably not to put my room near that. And I was just bumping Lil Durk and smoking blunt after blunt with all the degenerates in the room. And literally this TMZ outside press everywhere, like just the hotel, beautiful five-star hotel in New York, reeks of weed, the whole entire place.
Oh,
and so like, God. Like I'm telling you, like Amazon people are like, holy shit, like this is a fucking movie. They spent $100 million. Insane. Long story short, after it's done, everything goes good. They send me this fucking hotel bill. Amazon hits me up. They're like, Bob, you have a hotel. Imagine a guy who I had no deliverables to market the movie. I didn't have to go and market the movie. They didn't even want me to market the movie because they didn't want to associate with me. But obviously, it's I fucking 7,000 fucking posts about it.
What does Jake and Connor think of all this?
They were both my homies.
They don't care.
Jake's one of the greatest guys I've ever met. Did me a huge favor. And
so did Jake get you the movie? Did he put you in there?
No, Joel Silver did at UFC. I was walking down UFC and I heard this name. Somebody's like, hey, Bob, I'm Joel Silver. I produce The Matrix. I produce other movies. I want to put you in. I know you're good at what you do. I need you to help me market this thing too. But you're an actor too. I know that. I want to put you in real quick at UFC. And I was like, oh, yeah, definitely, brother. Please, I'm in 100%.
That is incredible.
Year goes by, then he hits me up. I wait 23 days to send the audition tape, which I didn't really need to audition. They were going to put me in anyway.
What, so what do you do in an audition tip? Sorry,
They send you a script. They're like, Bob, I just need anything. They're like, just give us anything to show Amazon. Okay. And the director, Doug Liman. And I didn't care because I had other things going on.
Yeah.
I didn't need to go to Dominican Republic for a month to go shoot a movie.
It was amazing.
Right?
I'm so glad you did that because that was incredible.
That's so inspiring. Am I. Now I am. So now big. I'm hooked. So like now I have a new obsession of just doing movies. So, you know, I think this year goes well. Hopefully it'll be Happy Gilmore 2.
Are you serious?
This other movie and Roadhouse. So I just want to hit big movies.
Wow, congrats. This is incredible.
Well, don't say congrats. Yeah, I still have to call Sandler and Spade and whoever's involved in this thing. And Happy. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Happy Madison. But I'm just making this interview all about me based on revenge that you put the number leaking. Yeah, I wanted to have you on a podcast and just make it all
about me. I'm honored to be. This is so cool. I love hearing about this show. This is amazing.
It's good. Would you ever do movies?
I want to.
How much do a porno?
Not gay. Doing any of that. I'll never do that
straight
shit.
Gay porno.
I don't support any of that. Fuck
$400
that,
trillion dollars from the Middle East. Who is in the room right now? Who's interrupting my podcast? What is it? How are you?
Oh, my God. Are you guys here for Bob?
Yeah, we're here for you.
Oh, this is amazing. Just
come right into the house and do whatever you want to do.
Bob, this is your day, man. This is your day, Bob.
Bob, very nice to meet you. I don't know what they told you about me, but I understand that I'm the godfather, so you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the man.
You guys want to sit down and sit next to Nick? Want to sit here?
Okay.
Hop on in for a minute. Come on in here. Maybe get on the mic close to Nick.
Oh, here. How do we do this?
I like your cowboy hat. Okay.
You like it? Isn't it great?
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful.
You guys can share that one. Share that.
Very nice.
Do you guys understand where we're going today?
Not a clue.
Not an idea.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, you know, you and Bob look great, but there's also this other guy.
You do have both of you guys, by the way, but you have gorgeous eyes.
Oh.
Yeah,
so do you.
Gorgeous, I just sit back.
Thank you very much.
You're very beautiful. Where are you from?
Thank you. New York.
New York.
Yep. What about you? Wow.
We might be going to New York tonight.
I heard that for the fight, right?
I think he needs a date, too.
You need a date? Are we going to New York tonight?
He usually rolls with two dates, so like you guys can...
Yeah, that works for
only, me. Only problem is, though, we may be flying Spirit.
You know what? I like Spirit.
I don't.
Listen, wow. Hear me out. It's not too bad.
What about first class Spirit?
For,
see, that's bougie.
I'm not paying for that, but that's, I mean, I'm saying, like, that's
There's no first class Spirit.
Okay, well, we're all
They have, like, the nicer economy.
There is no nice in Spirit. We're just taking Spirit. It's awful.
I like Spirit.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, it's cheap. You
but
get it from one
But a girl
place
like you shouldn't be flying Spirit.
I don't think I've ever touched Spirit.
But really?
I'll do it for you guys.
Listen, I like it. Because
okay. When you're with me, it's, like, always, like, as long as you're honorable, respectful, like, I'll take care of everything.
Okay.
I'll pay for everything. But the second you slip up, I'm coming back for half.
The Godfather. Missiles.
And then the missiles would be launched like this. Boop. We could be dating for like 3 months and I'll just flex on everything. I'll buy everything.
Private jet?
No, I've never fuck been on a private jet. I'm going to tell you the reason why you don't fly private, honey.
Went from Spirit to
Let me
private.
Tell you why we don't fly private in this camp, honey, okay?
Let's hear it.
First of all, we're from Boston. We're humble people. There's no need to be flying around in private jets. Second of all, that motherfucker's crashing.
That's true.
Because guess why? Private jet crashes, Nick?
We're dead.
Everybody's dead. Boom. We're all dead. And guess what? Nobody's talking about it. Maybe a day. Now listen, if Delta Airlines fucking crashes, what happens? The market falls apart, the world's upside down, travel's upside down. They ain't letting those motherfuckers crash. So that's why nobody, I don't get nervous on an airplane. Delta could be flying upside down, sideways, in turbulence, and I'm like this. We're good.
Do you remember the one
thing ain't crashing?
Do you remember the one time we were going on a PJ and everything's booked? Kyle, is it all booked? We're going on there, and then we're in the PJ, and he starts freaking out, makes the plane stop. He gets off and hitchhikes his way to where we're going.
Yeah, with Drewski.
Yeah.
It was me, Drewski, and fucking whatever, and because this is what happened. Great story.
Yes.
A motherfucking pilot. By the way, who flies with one pilot?
That's not smart.
What I love about Kyle and them is they're like, fuck it, let's just go to that. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This guy, first of all, looks very unhealthy. I'm like,
I remember you guys, you're like, are you well? Are you okay?
He's like, then we're all sitting there. We're packing in. We have, and by the way, weight is a big thing in planes. You have to balance weight. So Drewski is a larger man. Okay. And also the 70,000 pounds of equipment that fucking Nelk brings definitely fucks it up. So the pilot's already tweaking out, and like I'm talking to him in the low, and what I'm doing is playing reverse psychology on him, acting like I'm calm, but like acting like there is a problem. So I'm like, yeah, we got a real issue here with all the weights.
Bro, stuff. I really didn't think you were going to leave. Like you made I think we were going, and you made the plane stop.
I put on the internet, if you want to meet Kyle and whatever, pick me up at this location, drive me to Miami. I made the Nelk fans drive me.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, that is insane. Just
strangers
Dude.
At the airport.
They were telling Drewski to go from the back to the front of the plane. Right when I heard that, I'm like,
yo, we're out.
That? He's like, to balance the weight, can you move to the front? I'm like, brother,
yo, actually, wasn't Brad Martin there, too?
No.
Oh.
It was just Drewski, me, you, Kyle. Fuck.
There's someone else.
Yeah, we got everybody else took off. I stopped that plane, like, down the runway.
Honestly, when you left, though, I was scared. We went through a storm, too.
That's the thing, too. And they were flying through a storm.
Yeah.
I'm like, goodbye, boys.
I was like, maybe we should have gone, Bob.
Nice knowing you.
It was nice knowing you. So, yeah, today will be fun. I'm really excited about it. Nice to meet you guys.
Absolutely.
Nick will tell you that I probably need help, like, getting chicks and all that.
No, I would never. He doesn't need any help. He's.
I heard you're back on the market now.
I'm very single.
These girls have been waiting.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this moment.
I'm a catch, too. Like, we have fun in my camp.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun, you know.
That's exciting.
And some rinky-dink operation over here, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you guys want a drink or anything? You guys good?
I like Corona.
All right, let's go to AB's.
Okay.
Yo, this is Bob Menery here with a quick message to remind everybody to gamble responsibly. Gambling will not make you rich. Does not guarantee you Lambos are pussy. 99% of you are going to lose. Fuck, maybe more. I didn't consult with the fucking statistic nerds before I made this video. Play for fun. Play a responsible amount. Don't gamble your mortgage. Don't tell your wife and kids no presents this year because I blew it all on fucking LeBron James to score over 25 points. It's not good, and it's not good for your marriage either. Don't be that fucking guy that has to blow Dana White in a fucking public podcast for 30 minutes. And I'll tell you what, I've been there. It is not fucking fun. End of the day, gamble for fun. Gamble responsibly. And if you need help, please go to any of our resources below for further assistance. And I'm actually going to be hopping on that site right now. So take care.